Not a
I always thought Rush Limbaugh was the guy who wrote that book that was on my like friend's Republican dad's coffee table for like 10 years that was called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. But it turns out that's Michael Savage. But
it is. It is a mental disorder.
It definitely is.
But from the left.
It's an infantile disorder.
Who could be more of a liberal than like Michael Savage or like Bill O'Reilly or Rush Limbaugh? Like those are the ultimate liberals.
Big liberals.
That's true. Yeah.
I think, I was just thinking about this today. Conservatism is literally just, I'm a liberal and I'm not sorry about it.
It's like turbo liberalism. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a liberal who hasn't had to think about anything in 30 years, right? Yeah. It's like, I'm a liberal who doesn't even want to keep up with the daytime television version of social commentary.
I don't care if you think this is offensive. Mm-hmm. That's the whole
just
thing.
It's being unapologetically exploitative of the shit that's wrong with society so you can get ahead. It's like it's an acceptance that, you know, like there are no ideals, there's no morals in like capitalism, so just do whatever the fuck you want as long as it's profitable.
Absolutely. Yeah, if 100%. I was a capitalist, I would be a conservative.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, when I was a kid, I was like a fucking get rich quick schemer. Like that was the thing me and my friends like to talk about, was like, when we're older and we're allowed to have bank accounts, we're gonna make so much money and figure out how to like exploit so many people and like rule the world, right? And it's like you forget that as you get older, but there are people out there who have enough money that they never have to abandon that personality.
Yeah, they just don't stop.
Yeah.
How did that work out for you, John?
Oh, I have a podcast now.
You're probably lucky that you didn't have that thought. You weren't born like 10 years later, because then you would have discovered like Wall Street bets or crypto or something and been like, either you're lucky or you're very unlucky, because he might have been like, Bitcoin could get us rich quick. And then you buy Bitcoin when it costs $2 and then you're just a Bitcoin millionaire now.
Oh my God. I was looking at one of the ICOs that I got into back when I had my crypto phase. And if I sold it for like 2 or 3x, but if I had held onto it, it would have been like 40x.
That's insane.
Myself, you know?
Yeah. Didn't you have a bunch of Bitcoin and then dump it at some point like years ago?
So I had a bunch of Bitcoin and then I got into a bunch of ICOs, and then I made like enough money to buy, I think I bought a PS4. And then
nice. That's good.
But that was like a few years ago. And then I took the rest of the money out and just put it into like a 401k, because I was like, this is too stressful.
Oh, so you have the money.
I still have a couple of the ICOs, but the ones that I kept, none of them are worth anything. It's like it's just a lotto ticket. You know, you keep like a couple hundred bucks in like a coin, couple coins, and then maybe one of them will make it big, you know, or they'll lose all their value.
You don't want to fuck around with that shit. If you want to gamble, man, just make an online poker account. They re-legalized that shit. I've been grinding the 2 cent, 5 cent. Yeah, it depends what state you live in. It depends what state you live in, because it has to be your state will certify casinos to certify your local PokerStars.net or whatever affiliate to run their online quote unquote real money gaming.
Don't tell me this.
For them. Oh, so man. Yeah, no, don't play.
Okay, which extremely good way to lose legal money. Online poker? Delaware, Nevada, New Jersey,
Pennsylvania,
and Michigan. Wait, so
you can just get a VPN to New Jersey.
Tell them you live in a certain state. Is that okay?
I don't know. When you log on,
that's how it used to work.
The software that connects you to the casino terminal does a location verification, and I think it might check if you're operating through a VPN. So they might have a workaround to prevent you from doing it.
So then just use the server from your VPN that's located in a state where it's legal.
Yep.
I think there's still a way to tell if you're using a VPN on your end, though. So they might be scanning for that. I'm not sure.
Well, damn. I'm going to try.
This is the most excited about anything Bryn's been on the show, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Like, genuinely, like, what? You can like, do Bryn, that?
Where did the Patreon money go? And it's like, no, just look, deal me in it. I can win it back.
Look, I'm on a streak. I'm playing 4 tables at the same time.
Look, you never want to quit when you're behind.
I was on a streak yesterday. No, you always want to quit when you're ahead. That's the thing. It's like you get on, you throw $5 in a little 2-5 room, and then if you get up to 750, quit. Never stay in at 150% of entry price or more. And if you ride that grind and you're very conservative and safe with your bets, you can actually make money. It's a very stupid thing to try to do, but it could possibly work.
It's not very fun, but I've won money at poker quite a few times before.
Yeah, the thing is, you can crunch the numbers, and you're not just like betting like, will this football team beat this other football team, and it's out of your control.
Right,
like,
and
you're
always going to make
basically a sure thing. I mean, anything with poker, you have complete control over whether you win or not, because
that's true.
You know how to play poker better than anybody else in that online room, including right, the bots right. that the casino, the online casino employs to make you lose. You're literally, you are smarter yeah. than all those things, and you can't, you literally can't lose.
Yeah, well, I mean, have those bots watched Yu-Gi-Oh? They don't understand the heart of the cards and willing right. myself to get an ace of spades when I need one.